32 Celsius.
Darren, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 15th of May. The general synopsis at midnight. High Faroes, 1,033, slow moving, expected Faroe, 1,034, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, and later, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, good. South at Sierra, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 to 6 later, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in east. Fair, good. Forties, northerly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 for a time later. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Tyne and later in Dogger. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, backing northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time later. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. North or northeast, 3 to 5, backing northwest later, occasionally 6 later in German Bight. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, east white. Northeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in east white. Fair, good. West white, Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Mainly fair, good. North Biscay, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. South Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. East Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in far south. Showers, good. West Fitzroy, variable, becoming mainly southeasterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast, 3 to 5, veering southeast in West Sole. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. East Faroe, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Fair, good. West Faroe, Faroes, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Southeast Iceland, mainly southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair, good, occasionally poor later. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by east, 2, 19 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Stornoway, east-northeast, 3, 19 miles, 1,029, now falling. Lerwick, northeast by north, 4, 9 miles, 1,030, steady. Lucas, west, 1, 22 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Bridlington, north, 4, 1,024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east, 5, 5 miles, 1,021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1,022. Jersey, northeast by east, 3, 24 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 4, 5 miles, 1,023. Scilly Automatic, 8 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valentia, east by north, 1. Recent fog, 3 miles, 1,025, now falling. Ronald's Way, northeast, 3. 22 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Malin Head, southeast 2, 24 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 15th of May. The general situation. High pressure remains centred to the north of the United Kingdom and will maintain a mostly northerly or northeasterly airflow that will often fall light and variable across the inshore waters, with mainly fair weather. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, but northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 at first and later in east. Fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, backing northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4 in Firth of Forth. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast, backing northwest later, 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, often northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast, occasionally variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time near St David's Head. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly, occasionally variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time later in north. Fair, good. Isle of Man, northeast 4 or 5, backing north 3 or 4, veering east or northeast 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northeast, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, but easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4 at times in north. Fair, good. Finally, Shetland Isles, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later in west. Fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today continues its week focusing on grass by visiting a turf farm. As you might imagine, there's a big market for turf from gardeners, golf courses, sports pitches and parks, but there's also a demand for specialist turfs for green roofs or species-rich and wildflower turfs too. More coming up on that very shortly. First, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson-Mills.
Good morning. What does it mean to me to pray for peace when every day brings news of violence? I see those who profit from war enriching themselves while war's victims are ignored, rejected, even vilified. Those who have power use it against those who don't at every level of society, and there seems little to hold them to account. I come back to the beautiful words attributed to St. Francis. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, only light. It's embarrassing to admit, but the Quakers' principled stance against war and conflict in all its forms, which we call the peace testimony, kept me away from Quakers for a long time. How could I find a place amongst these heroically peace-loving folk? I can't even manage the school run without losing my cool, and the news makes me furious. I've learned that the Quaker commitment to peace is not a claim to perfect equanimity, but a journey, a daily choice to put faith in human potential. As the Quaker founder Margaret Fell wrote, "We are a people that follow after those things that make for peace, love and unity." Optimism about what people are capable of leads to practical action, not passive wishful thinking, but the hard, slow, unglamorous work of peace building. It's at the United Nations, in MPs' offices, in campaigns for prison reform and climate justice, in peace education in schools. It's at my own breakfast table. May I follow after those things that make for peace, love and unity. May I choose hope over despair. May I be a channel of peace. Thank you, friends.
That was Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson Mills. Now at 6:15, it's time for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, that notorious chlorinated chicken from the US. Their farming secretary says it's a myth. Is it? We look for some clarity.
The reason that US chicken is banned in Europe and the UK is not because it's washed in chlorine. It's because there's perceived as a high public health risk from the levels of salmonella.
More on that a little later. First, though, the government's Farming in Protected Landscapes programme, or FIPL, has funded river rewiggling, school visits to farms and even the creation of Lake District Tweed since it began in 2021. And now it's making life easier for rock climbers.